his name? Captain Helm? Chief Helm? Helm?
Chief Helm.
Here's his name.
Hi.
Yes, he is.
What was your business?
We want to apply for firearms.
Firearms permits.
You understand, we have to talk to the chief himself.
Here?
We're living here now.
We're living here at the moment. We want to apply for concealed weapons permits.
You want to apply for a
Well, maybe we should explain our reasons for wanting.
Explain the reasons why.
Okay, we've had jury selection people here for the last 3 weeks, I believe it is almost 4 weeks now. They've encountered an amazing amount of hostility in town, an awful lot of animosity from the townspeople, to the point where people are saying that what they think ought to be done with the people who are supposed to be coming here to trial is they ought to shoot them, they ought to be hung. And this is the kind of reaction that we're getting from people. So given that kind of reaction and given the fact that we've got to live here for the next maybe few months, I think that we all feel that we're in some kind of physical danger. Personally, I've lived here almost a week.
About a week. And I've been in South Dakota for several months. She's been here for almost a year.
From originally?
From Philadelphia.
Massachusetts.
No, I couldn't give not that many of them out. At any rate.
Well, South Dakota's been my home for a year now.
South Dakota law provides that you may issue one to any person. It doesn't specify where he lives or how old he is or how old.
You go to court South Dakota law all you want to without my issue. And that's it.
And what are your reasons for that?
Because you're not really convinced, as far as I'm concerned, in South Dakota, you have no valid reason for even requesting one, and all you're trying to do is cause trouble anyway. And I absolutely will not go along with it.
Well, I don't think we're trying to cause trouble. I think that we're trying to protect ourselves from having
trouble.
I saw
some of the activity. I went out and observed it myself. I saw some of the activity.
What activity is that?
Of our special agents out here. And so forth, and I saw what happened.
What activity is that?
I myself personally went out last Friday and went through one of the interview deals of yours.
Uh-huh.
And I personally saw one of the agents, special agents, go through it and see how he treated what happened there. And as far as I'm concerned, you people have no business sticking your nose into our business out here anyway. And that's it. I'm not issuing no permits to nobody from out of state that I know nothing about.
Well, we'll be glad to give you whatever information is required to get a fire permit.
I'm not giving you one thing.
So it's not that you don't know anything about us, it's that we're with
Dave? It's both. And I'm not giving you no pistol permit. No, that's it. Under any circumstances. That's my prerogative, and I can make the decision on who gets them and who don't get them. and you don't get it. In fact, there's not going to be any of them in Chicago here.
For anybody?
For anybody. Because there's too many pistols being bought every day. At 36 in one place of business. 2 weeks ago, 42 last week. The pistols that are bought out of the stores over here, there's everybody is carrying a gun, and everybody's beginning to get armed. I'm not going to have no part of this.
Well, I can tell you, sir, that those people who are buying guns are not from me or from the committee, because those people certainly have not been around.
Well, what are you doing out here anyway with this operation?
We're doing legal defense work, which is something that any criminal defendant is entitled to, sir. The best legal representation he can get, and that's what we're doing. And the point is, there are a lot of citizens walking around now with guns who may be perfectly willing to use them.
Oh,
so we have no means to protect ourselves.
They're going to use them on in just a minute. I've found out where you're from.
Well, that's just
they'd point you right through a tree.
Well, that's exactly the point.
The code provides that if it appears the applicant has good reason to fear an injury to his person or property.
Well, then get out of here. That's all I can tell you.
We don't have that choice, sir.
There's going
our
to be
defendants
a trial
have
here,
to go to
and
trial.
We have a responsibility to our clients.
I don't care what then. You stay then. You stay on your own the way it is. Because you're not getting anything out of this office.
Well, it's just that we don't feel that this office would adequately protect us because we feel that some of the members of your office are equally as prejudiced as some of the people who may be very willing to shoot us. For that reason, given the constitutional right that every citizen of the United States has a right to bear arms and protect one's body and one's property, we would like to be able to do that.
Well, you're not going to do it through me.
Is there any way to appeal your decision?
No.
You have the final say?
I write my name on the bottom of the thing for me. And that's it. There's nobody that can do it as far as that's concerned.
But you just said yourself that all of the white citizens of Pierre have already got their permits and already got their pistols.
No, I never did say that. I said that there was guns sold, and we've been keeping records of the guns that are being sold. And what I said was that due to this fact that I know there's a run-up at the sheriff's office in regard to these permit deals, I'm not issuing it.
What do you mean a run-up at the sheriff's? What do you mean a run-up at the sheriff's department?
Pardon?
What do you mean a run-up at the sheriff's department? I don't understand.
Well, because the sheriff's out there can write the permits too.
Right.
Okay. Would you be willing to give us copies of the records that you've been keeping on the firearm sales in town?
No, I will not.
Will you give us at least numbers in terms of how the sales have increased?
How the sales have increased on firearms?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can tell you right now that I sell on an average of probably 50 a year, and I'm at about that number right now. They probably could have doubled, but this is kind of an off year now. They've been for 2 year period of time, and so this is about the second time they come up. So I will sell every other year more permits than I do in between time.
You're talking about the permits. But what about the records? You said you've been keeping records of the actual firearm sales. You said 42 were sold at one particular store last week. That's the kind of record we'd like.
Oh, it would be, huh? Well, you run up to the sheriff's office and get it then. They're the ones getting the reports. I know what the numbers are.
And you won't give us the numbers?
No, I will not give you any more numbers than that. I just said one price. That's all I said. I didn't say what the record was in here.
But you're unwilling to give that to us.
Can you tell us what the store was?
No, I'm not telling you what store it was. Firearms has definitely gone up in here, and this is the reason it's gone up. There's no doubt in my mind that due to all this traffic that's come in, why this is in it, yeah. Sure, that probably is. Why would other people be glad to be bearing arms? They never did before. If they did, well, they sure lost a lot of guns this year, someplace.
Well, okay. Guess that's not all, huh?
Okay, thank you.
Martha,
Yeah. All right, we're investigating. I know who you are.
Absolutely. First, you're not, you've already done this down with the city police. You're not a resident of the state of South Dakota. And you are not entitled, as far as I'm concerned, to a pistol grip in the state of South Dakota or in Hughes County.
Okay, I must have some misunderstanding because the law doesn't say anything.
Now, I don't. First, sir, let me advise you that at this time and place, you're not going to quote the law. If you read one paragraph, it says it's to the discrimination of the
issue. Oh, that's true. No, I don't question
it. Well, then I will put it this way. I will not issue a press permit, nor will anyone in this office.
What's your reason for that?
Because you're not a resident of the state, you're not a resident of the county. You represent you're bothering people in the city of Pierre, in Hughes County.
In what way?
And I have no reason to believe that you need a weapon in this county. We don't normally have people shot here. There hasn't been one shot in here.
Well, it's our understanding that the firearm sales here are getting drastically greater as the trials come closer.
That is right to the individual in this state, in this city, county, to buy weapons.
Well, yeah, that's true, it is.
Well, I think you're wasting my time, and I believe I'm wasting yours. I will not issue a pistol. You may take it up with the Attorney General of the state of South Dakota.
Okay, what we would like to get from you is, we understand that you have the records of all of the handgun sales made in this county.
First, I don't believe that is any of your business.
Well, it may very well be our business if, in fact, firearm sales have, as the chief of police said, doubled in the last month.
Then I will take that up with the chief of police.
Well, he doesn't have the records. You have the records.
Well, my records are confidential records, to be held as such. You have an order from the court for me to deliver them records to you. I shall deliver them.
Uh-huh.
But that's the only way.
You won't even give us the figures on
no matter
the records? Okay, well, we may get that order.